We continue our learning of the Nishmas, Tavi ben Menachushim, Ham Yaakov ben Chazaliyo. We are in Kalim Perek, Tezvav, Mishnah Dalet. Kol ha-toloyim temeim. Toloyim from the word litzlot means to hang. These are loops that are used to hang a kli, so they're attached to the kli. And I have attached to a pot, let's say I hang the pot on the wall. So these loops, the Mishnah says, they can be made of cloth, made of reeds. They are going to be tameh, susceptible to tumah, because they're attached to kelim that are susceptible to tumah. Chutz mitloy nafa ukvara shabal habayis. Divi Rebbe Meir. Except the loop of the nafa is, that we mentioned the sieve before. Kavara also does sifting, although the holes are a little bit bigger. That takes out the waste. Nafa is more for the to make the flour a little bit more fine. Kavara is an earlier stage of sifting. Nafa is a later stage. The bottom line is these tloyim, these loops, are sometimes removed from the nafa or the kavara. This is the nafa kavara of the Baal HaBayis. He may use the loops for something else, for another kli, let's say. So therefore, they're not going to become tameh, even though they're attached to the nafa or kvara, because we don't consider them part of the kli. Yes, it's true. Anything that's mechuber to a kli is considered part of the kli, but not when you remove that to use it for something else. You can use that loop for another kli. You want to hang another kli on the wall, or maybe we'll learn in a little bit that the loop may be used to put around. If it's a kli that you hold, let's say a pot, so you may have a loop on the pot, not only to hang it on the wall, but to put it around your wrist when using the pot so it doesn't fall. But that's all when it's part of the kli. But if you're going to use that loop, if it's that of a Baal HaBayis, he's not a professional, he will take that loop off and use it for another kli, therefore it's not susceptible to tumah even when it's attached to this kli. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'chachamim omrim kulam tahorim. V'chachamim actually take the opposite approach. Chachamim say that all of these loops, even though they're permanently attached to a kli, are not susceptible to tumah. They are tahor because they're only used to hang, and using it to hang is not considered a real function of that kli. The kli is used, it's a pot, it's used to put food in. So the fact that you have a loop on it, and that loop allows you to hang it on the walls because you have no room in your cabinet, so that makes it susceptible to tumah. No, even though it's attached permanently, Chachamim say all the loops are tahor, chutz mitloy nafa shel salasim, which we spoke about the nafa shel salasim. These are the sifters, the sieve of the professional flour sifters. Utloi kivras granos, that's a loop of a sieve that's used in the granos, in the granary. Utloi magal yad, which is the loop of a hand sickle. The hand sickle is metal. Utloi makal habalashim, and the loop on the kli on the metal stick of a tax collector. So why is it in all of these cases, according to the Chachamim, we normally say that the loop is not makabel tumah because it doesn't really serve any particular function of the kli? Says the Mishnah, shmipnei shehein misayim b'shas habalacha, because they are helpful. They are used as support and assistance at the time that you're doing malacha. So here is where we mentioned that we have that point where, yes, it's true, the loops were often used to hang the kli on the wall. So if that's the case, says the Chachamim, that's not against Rabbi Meir. That's not a reason, that's not a real function of the kli, and therefore the loop is not makabel tumah. That would mean if the kli is makabel tumah, just because the loop is attached to it, it's not makabel tumah, and certainly if it's a tumah touches the loop, it's not makabel tumah. However, if the loop is used b'shas malacha, where you're putting it on your wrist so that you can use these kalim, these items, so then it misayin b'shas malacha, so then it is makabel tumah. The Mishnah gives us the rule, ze haklal. He'osu l'sayeya b'shas malacha tameh. If it's a loop, said the Chachamim, that's there to assist you in doing malacha, so then it helps you hold on to the kli. The loop is usable for that purpose, so then it's mekabel tumah. But if not, so it's only used for hanging, then it's tahor. Peretz of Mishnah, rachas shel gorosos tameah. Rachas is a shovel. It's a shovel made out of wood, and gorosos means people who are grinding beans. So this wooden shovel that they use is mekabel tumah because the shovel has the scoop at the end, and that's considered a receptacle. And that's used to shovel the beans into the mill so that you can grind it. So therefore, the Mishnah says that is tamei. It's made out of wood and it has a clay kibbel. Shelgitos tamei aba, the shovel that's used in the gast, in the wine press, that removes the grape, the skins and the seeds that you don't want to use. That is skipped. Racha shel gorosos tamea shel otros tahora. Oh, so there, the Mishnah says, the rachas, the shovel of gorosos, this is, once again, the shovel used by the bean grinders, that is susceptible to them because of the scoop at the end of the shovel. Shel otros tahora, but the shovel of the otros, of the storehouses of grain, the silo, which is just used to gather the kernels and sweep them into a pile, so that's tahor. That's used to sweep, that's not used to hold anything, and therefore it's not susceptible to tumah. Now we're up to Shelgitos. Shelgitos tamea. This is the shovel of the gat, of the wine press, that, as we said, that's there to take off the zagim, the chartzanim, the skins and the seeds. So that is susceptible to tumah. That also, that shovel has a scoop at the end. That's a receptacle. It's a clay kibble. And therefore, it holds the skins and the seeds while you're carrying them out of the gas. So that's tamea. Shogranos, but the shovel of the granary, that's used to sweep the grain into a pile, similar to the difference between the shovel of the beans and the shovel and that of the otros. So this too, it's there for sweeping, and even though this may be a clay kibble, that's the chiddush here. Even though there is a receptacle, you don't use it for that purpose. It's just used for sweeping. Therefore, it is. Therefore, it's not makabel tuma. Zeh haklal. General Mishnah tells us he'osu lekabala tamei lekinas tahor. If you have a shovel that's there to hold things, lekabala, so then it's a makabel tuma lechnos. But if a shovel that's used for sweeping, even though it may have a clay kibble, nonetheless, tahor, it's not makabel tuma.